When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back, 5 o'clock hour. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, Old School. Brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop. 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill. Reminder, get online and see their lunch special tomorrow. We're going to dap up and we're going to do that ourselves here. NBA draft almost winding down. I think the NBA draft overshadowed one of the most disrespectful things I've ever seen in the sport that I played, that I love so dearly, Austin and DP. DP showed us yesterday, but I actually went back and I was texting DP. I actually went back and watched the game. And if you didn't know, it's the and this is why, before I get into the story, there's been first round players that have played, done this. Jonathan Taylor is the last, or one of the bigger names, because that's how he jumped on the scene in recruiting.
Jameis played in it.
Jameis played there. I mean, there's first round picks. Jameis went to a number one. There's a lot of NFL guys that use this team or this football tournament, springboard themselves to Power Five offers, to NFL careers, so forth and so on. So now I'll get into it. So the reason why I said it is because it's legit, mm-hmm. right? Or was legit.
Was legit.
If you, they have a under 20 United States football team, and you play the rest of the world. So you'll play like, potentially could play like, was it Mexico, Brazil,
Germany,
Japan. And you obviously you do not want to play Canada right now, okay? Because Canada put up 100 points on somebody. Well, the United States somehow, some way, got linked up with Japan
in the semifinals.
In the semifinals, and got annihilated to the tune of, I turned it off when it was 27-0, and my man from Japan ran a little outside zone.
Kobayashi
hit the sideline and cocked the head back though.
Kobayashi, yeah,
27-0. So then Austin and DP, I said, you know what? I watch Game of Thrones. I'm on the porcelain throne. I said, let me just see who these coaches are. And let's look. There's two coaches that I sent DP. Because I had said, you know, let me just see who these. I just got to see who these guys are. Okay. Well, this guy isn't a coach. The guy that's the GM, Sean Leota from Springdale, Pennsylvania. You need Eric Mays. If you guys don't know who Eric Mays is, get on TikTok. He asked the dude, why aren't you fired? You should be fired. The next dude, Myron Bluford from Miami, defensive coordinator and defensive line coach. Listen, the way Japan was lining up and kicking your tail, mm-hmm. I thought that was the American team. Japan was bigger. They were faster. They were more physical. They looked more interested in playing. Heck, one play, they looked like they were just in glide mode. That was like pregame warm-up. Like he was a scout team. Never seen that before, man.
So I'm going to show this to Jay so he understands that I've been dealing with this. I was a part of Team USA for 8 years.
Right.
And in that run, so imagine, and again, this is how you, with Barry Thompson, this is where, so Noah Kim was the Team USA quarterback, 16 and 18 and under. Miles Thompson, Barry's son, Team USA, a guy that, look, if you're smart enough, go to Penn. And the only reason you went to Penn is Ivy League degree rather than going to West Point and running their triple threat option, right? That's kind of what you were dealing with, some dudes. What they're doing now, that ain't it. That is not it. I've been out of the game since I got to Lincoln. And when I get the invitation to come back, the answer is no. It's just Jay.
You head look, coach Mike Kelly played quarterback at Bluffton College from 1976 to 79.
It's not that
Manny Matakis, 4-year letter winner, All Ohio Athletic Conference as a kicker. He's your offensive coordinator.
You hear me, right?
Myron Bluford. He played at Sunny Slope High School in Phoenix. He's all region, though. But he was a defensive lineman before he took his talents in nearby Phoenix College.
But Austin, watch this. It's twofold. Because one, I mean, Trent Dilfers, the Elite 11s, those folks were always around Team USA until they recognized that people within the organization are protecting their jobs and don't want to listen to the people who actually develop and can win international titles and recruit. Because a big part of this now is recruiting. Can you recruit people to come and concede and give their time? But then we would always ask the question, where are the Jay Foremans? Where are they?
Oh, no, I'm watching this right now. I'm watching this right here. That dog, you just got just destroyed. By that, you got destroyed.
It was terrible football.
I want to find the roster and where these dudes are going.
Terrible football. There, I know that there's a Notre Dame kid in the bunch. There was
they got Georgia, Georgia's team, Georgia. They got a dude going to Auburn. They got Kansas State's. You know what I mean?
Bronny got drafted number 55.
Good for him. Let the hate begin. Let the hate begin.
But here's the thing, and it's just like the same question I ask around here. There are too many people, good football people, who are in these communities who aren't involved for some reason non-football. There are too many dudes who are coaching football who don't have Jay Foreman's IQ, they don't have his intel, and they don't have his love of the thing. But continually, some administrators get in the way and put people in play who they can manage. Because Jay Foreman's a handful. Because if you tell him a stupid football thing, Jay Foreman will tell you, that's a stupid football thing. And the last thing an administrator at a high level in football wants to hear is, you don't know what you're doing. And I said that as nicely as I could say it.
I just think, I mean, you're seeing stuff, the TikTok generation has let it down. I mean, this dude, I mean, this is crazy. 41-20.
It wasn't that close. It wasn't that close.
41-20.
It wasn't that close. I'm watching.
Not even going to tell you what that was the worst loss to Japan, and they said 84 years. People just go. They cold-blooded online, man.
Listen, we went through. So, again, it's tiered. So, it's local, state, regional, national, international, otherwise. And so, you would get these groups of players. Now, Jay, if let's say it was Kansas City. There would be players, the best players from each position from 12 surrounding states that would show up to compete to move to the next level.
Yeah.
The coaches had to compete too, except some people got in line and got in place and removed that. And we kept saying, remember, these games were being played at Jerry World. They were like these international games were set for Cowboy Stadium every year. Because the United States was winning. This week's championships are in Canada because Canada won last year. So Canada gets the host and Cowboy Stadium was empty. Like, what you talking about? What do you mean? And the people who were buddy-buddy, right? Buddy-buddy, take a check, move along. Hey, can I pay you extra to get my son on the team? He'd love to represent America. Okay, you all right, we'll put that. Well, when you make that decision 10 times, that's 10 players off your roster. That's 10 quality players off your rosters. And the best 10 players aren't going to come because they see how you're doing business. They see that this is no longer about having the best players in the country representing the Stars and Stripes.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's – I just wonder
– You sent the walk-ons out there. That's what happened. You sent the walk-ons out there thinking it was good enough, and Japan was like, we've been practicing all year waiting for you.
Now, I will tell you this. There was a receiver that played at Wisconsin. I think his name is like Tony Collins, and he played in the NFL for a little while. And he has been over in those countries coaching and teaching American football probably, I mean, since, you know, I retired 2008. So since then, he's been over there. Or Tony Simmons, that's his name. Yeah. So it's been trending this way. And I think Marshawn Lynch had a camp over there. But to the tune of 41-20, I don't care who you got out there. I don't really care what I could take West Side. Omaha West Side, and not lose that game.
No. You could take Omaha West Side and beat Team USA yesterday.
Right, but you wouldn't have beat Japan. You wouldn't have been losing to them dudes.
You would have been. Look, them Japan dudes was moving mountains, man.
it's just crazy that they just got beat
throwing
them
out
like
the club. Like, you having America thrown out the international club, nightclub is just rude.
Yeah.
It's just rude. Listen, you're talking about Rashad Bateman, Mac Jones, Tyrann Mathieu, Kenny Pickett. Like, there's some Chase Young. This used to be a thing.
Yeah.
Like, this used to be a thing, Jay.
It's a big deal. Yeah. I mean, it's no different than, under 19, under 18, or under 20 basketball, you know, where you got all the NBA players, LeBron James, Gilbert Arenas. I mean, it is a big deal. I mean, Jonathan Taylor, you know, obviously from the Indianapolis Colts, Austin, you know, he played in it. He's on their marketing. When I Googled it, he's front.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thinner when he was in high school.
And Bronny went to the Lakers, by the way.
Yeah.
At 55.
So it's interesting to see, you know, how far the game is obviously expanded, but then how low, even if it's third or fourth tier, under 20 is gone. I mean, the way they got beat.
You could take Wesleyan and play better.
It's disrespectful to the game of football.
Wesleyan would have beat Japan by 3 touchdowns.
Number 41 on defense literally stopped and watched the dude score.
Did you watch? No. As a receivers coach, it was 4th and 2. They closed it within 2 scores. 4th and 2, they're driving down. They go for it on 4th. Well, 4th and 4. They go for it. Guy runs a hitch route. Jay. He literally ran away from on 4th and 4. He ran away from the pipe.
That's what I'm saying.
He ran away from the pipe and got.
He made a business decision.
Made a business decision and ended up 2 yards short, gave the ball to Japan. They ran the clock out, and I just went literally. And they had these were Canadian announcers who were just going, Jay, wow. Imagine that the announcer had nothing else to say. He goes, you got to get to the pipe. Get beyond the pipe, catch the ball, just fall down. It's first down. The Canadian announcer just went, wow.
It was eye opening.
But people are now aware of Team USA football. And this will be the thing that moves it forward again.
Yeah.
Because there are too many people that love football and love the idea of Team USA to allow this to happen. And remember, this happened in the semifinal. They would have got
this. I mean,
Canada would have put one of the Dream Team play in the first round? Antigua or somebody that they played in the first round? And Charles Barkley like tried to punch dude out.
Yeah,
that's what it would have looked like. That's what it would have looked like. Team Canada would have won by 6 touchdowns and did it on purpose.
Yeah, that's a tough look, man. But
Angola. Yeah.
So hopefully this will inspire some of the younger athletes to participate. Because
the resulting free throw from that Charles Barkley elbow was the only point Angola scored in a 46-1 Team USA run.
Yeah. It was that. But that's what,
you know, how much pressure he had to make that free throw.
You on the
back end of a 34-0 run. We gotta break the streak.
I don't think they cared.
They were just
because they took a lot of pictures. Oh. They were collecting socks. Yeah. Jock straps, like
they were definitely okay with getting dunked on.
It was like, hey, you know,
they telling their kids, you know, Michael Jordan dunked on me 3 or 4 times.
That's my boy Turk, man. Turk was on with me last night, and he 3 Canadian Olympics, and his job, he tells the story of them lining up before they're gonna play the Dream Team, and they write him on the matchups on the board, and Turk's like, he raises his hand, like, you want me to guard Jordan? He goes, What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, eh?
And he was like, hey, well, it's either Jordan or Magic. It's not gonna get better because when Jordan goes to the bench, it's Drexler.
Yeah.
You're just gonna have a night.
You're just gonna get worked out on.
Yeah. And Turk is a 6'3" white dude.
Yeah, you're just gonna get embarrassed. But all jokes aside, it's telling you right now, and you've seen some guys. I mean, heck, we just signed a kid from Germany. I think he's not here yet. And you start to hear about more guys that are from overseas, you know, making their way to college. And obviously some have made it to the NFL. It is letting you know that it's a global – it's starting to trend like the NBA. It's starting to become a global sport. I think they have a NFL – Academy, European Academy, where you know, when you're high school kids, and we've seen a lot of guys get Power 5 offers from there. There's a couple offensive linemen and some running backs and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's my boy Turk guard Jordan in the Dream Team, just going, this ain't gonna work.
And so you gotta start paying attention now. Is it gonna take over to the tune of, like, you know, the international players in basketball? No, but it definitely has opened some eyes. And I don't know if those coaches and the GM will be employed today.
No, Austin,
they got to go.
No, they
right?
Greyhound bus back from Canada.
No, I'll fly you, coach, but you got to go, though.
Greyhound bus back from Canada. Take off.
I'm somewhere between Greyhound bus and Lane at USC.
And take all the stars and stripes off. Take all.
You really catch them at the airport in Canada? Dog, they got to go through customs.
Don't even let them on the airplane.
Hey, look, y'all got them now. They just did you a favor. They just made y'all look really good.
Dog, just imagine how long that flight is after Japan worked out on you like that to the tune of 40 to 20, whatever it
was.
Worst
flight you had in the NFL. That's 6 times longer.
Let me tell you
something. Japan worked you.
Yeah, no. Listen, we went out to San Francisco one time, and this is when they had Garrison Hurst, Jeff Garcia, Derek Deese, and so Greg Williams was the coach. This is my 4th year, and you know they're not obligated. They don't feel any like connection to the players. They just trying to just we out there in full pads. We've been out the playoff race 3 weeks ago. realistically, but not mathematically. I think the flight from Buffalo to San Francisco was like 7 hours. So the game was a Thursday. I think we left the day before. Just to let you know, Greg didn't care. We wore pads like on Monday and Tuesday, full pads, long practice. When I tell you Them brothers was out there, looked like they was in warp speed. They was moving so fast, Austin. We was looking around like, yo, did you see Garrison Hurst? No, I seen Terrell Owens run passes. And the funny thing is, here's a funny story. So Terrell Owens comes out there, and I'm playing in the slot. You know, like, you know, I just got to jam him and go to the thing. And the game's close still now, right? And I said, listen, man. I said, I'm gonna jam you up. You know. And he didn't break a word. He said, listen, I'm getting up on that safety. You remember when he scored and did the pom pom thing, mm-hmm. Did the thriller? That was against us. I just made sure I wasn't in the screen though. And here's a funny thing. They had a
quit line. Jogging to the 10.
No, well, I was in the flat.
No, no, he went straight to the. From the 18-yard line line that, did, that keeps the players from the end zone, hey, Jay went listen, off the field.
Listen, I did my job. I jammed through
that's
two.
Flat.
I jammed through two, which was Terrell Owens, made him bubble, got under one, and I got a great angle to see where he got up on our safety, my man Rayon Hill, and Rayon was slow out of his back pedal. Mm-hmm. Here's another story. They had an offensive lineman named Ray Brown, big brother, too.
That's my dude.
Yeah. And when I tell you, Austin, Ray Brown was 6'5", 300, ain't missed a day of upper body ever. So we had Pat Williams. So we're in a TV timeout or whatever. And he must have been doing work on Pat Williams, right? Pat, you know, over there getting Gatorade. He's like, and he had this deep voice, like a Barry White voice. He's like, hey, Foreman, what's up, youngin'? I'm like, what's up? He's like, go tell Pat Williams he need to come back out here so I can kick his ass some more. And I was like, dang. He's like, yeah, just so you know, I've been kicking his ass all night. I said, Pat, man, you better go out there and get your respect back, man.
There was no getting your respect back from Ray Brown.
He played 20-some years in the
league. Ray Brown had the biggest biceps of anybody in the NFL.
And no tape on his wrist. Just straight gloves, I'm here.
Straight country.
Yeah.
Had hands that looked like he had spent all summer breaking bricks.
Yeah, working on it.
Like he was working construction for fun.
He was working construction in the fourth grade.
And 6'7" and a half.
Yeah, he was a big dude.
He played on the Redskins softball team, and he would catch. And the funny thing is that there's a clip of us playing against them, and I'm batting, and he's squatting, and we're the same height. And there was a play at the plate, and it's like, nah, dude, tag me out. This is not happening.
Yeah, Ray Brown, he's 61 years old. He went to Arkansas State, 6'5".
We need to get him on the show. I haven't had Ray on here.
Yeah,
he's still coaching.
Yeah, he was at the Arizona Cardinals, the last place that he was at. But he played 20-some years in the league as a lineman. Now, he wasn't the starter the whole time, but, man. He was cool. He's from Arkansas, Marion, Arkansas, 6'5", 318.
Yeah, he's with the Cardinals.
And he was a heck of a player, kind of unsung, you know, didn't get a lot of credit, but he was a great player. But, boy, I'm telling you.
And could play four of the five positions on the offensive line.
That was the longest flight home. And the thing is, that's when you had DVD, so you had to have your DVD player. You had to have it plugged in, like, during the game so it, you know, would last. You didn't have portable batteries, and you just got just annihilated. That and that dang flight from Miami that time I ended up on ESPN. I still, to this day.
Was that longer than Tennessee?
Tennessee was short.
It
was long after that one. But I knew it was bad because Bruce was doing Blu-ray. He gave me some money. By the time we got to the club after we lost that game, Bruce was up there rapping. Hey. I'm sitting there like, listen, I just seen you get folded up in the locker room at halftime, and now you trying to rap? I mean, that's because we just like, hey, we just got to go out and get drunk.
Easiest way to forget, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't forget that.
But you weren't forgetting that.
No, they weren't.
You wouldn't forget that, but I still ain't forgot. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. I'll tell you about that flight home from Miami, man. That was a long flight. I forgot about that one. That was a long flight, man. And I'll never forget when I looked up there and saw Tom Donald. My man was down there like, yeah, I want to cut you. I hate you. This, and this. Because he had the light on him, man. And he just, I remember me and Sean, we were eating our hamburgers. And Sean was like, hey, what you think he's thinking? I was like, I know what he's thinking. I'm getting rid of all y'all. Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, old school. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.